Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock sharp. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Friday, October 13th. The FBI is looking into a Wichita police probe.
A mother accused of taking her children from Kansas to Russia has been indicted. I'm Dan O'Neill.
That sunroof might not be as safe as you think it is. I'm Daria Albinger. What Consumer Reports is looking into, coming up.
A problem of obesity increasing in the U.S. I'm ABC's Dave Schreiber. More on that story coming up.
Another top fashion designer says no to fur. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News. We'll tell you who it is coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. After a nice warm-up this week and more summer-like weather, a strong cold front pushes in tomorrow, giving us a chance of rain and thunderstorms. Our complete forecast is on the way.
The Wichita Eagle is reporting that an off-duty Wichita police officer is suspected of drunk driving and sideswiping another car. The Eagle says a detective who worked in internal affairs at the time claims the police department covered up the incident. The Eagle reports the officer identified herself, but the department changed a police report listing the driver as unknown. The Eagle says the FBI is now looking into the Wichita Police Department's internal investigation of the case. President Trump has long criticized the Iran nuclear deal. Today, he plans to announce action that may have global ramifications.
The president is expected to undo another major action of the Obama administration by decertifying the Iran nuclear deal, pushing it back to Congress, which will then have 60 days to decide what action to take. Critics charge that Iran has maintained the terms of the nuclear deal, and their president said that if the U.S. decides to unilaterally kill it, it will be clear which government, quote, violates international rules. Lana Zak, ABC News, Washington.
A woman accused of fleeing Kansas and taking her children to Russia amid a divorce has been charged with international parental kidnapping.
Federal prosecutors say a grand jury Wednesday indicted 37-year-old Bogdana Mobley. She was arrested last month in Wichita, but investigators believe her three children remain in Russia. Prosecutors say she left the U.S. 3 years ago with one child from her first marriage and another child from a second marriage. She gave birth to a third child about 2 months after returning to Russia. Prosecutors say she allowed her ex-husband to communicate with the children, but he wasn't allowed to see them when he flew to meet her on the border of Poland and Russia in 2015. She immigrated to the U.S. in 2003 and became a naturalized U.S. citizen. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month in Wichita. Karen Schmidt is the executive director of WIN. That's the Women's Initiative Network. She says victims often find themselves dependent on their abusers.
The issue of that financial dependency that women have from that relationship. So our goal is to help those women break that financial dependency and become not only financially, but also emotionally independent.
Wichita City Attorney Jennifer Magana says domestic violence occurs daily here in our city.
In 2017, the city has seen five homicides arising from domestic violence, and the police department has responded to almost 6,000 calls for domestic violence crimes, for crimes ranging from batteries to assaults, criminal threats, property damage.
This morning from 10 a.m. to noon, WIN is hosting an open house at its offices downtown at 3rd and Emporia, marking 20 years serving women survivors in Wichita. WIN is also hosting a fundraiser this evening downtown at the Wichita Boathouse. Wichita is now among 15 American cities selected for the new Truth, Racial Equity, and Transformation Initiative. City Council member LaVonta Williams says this will provide support to city leaders and communities dealing with racial equity crises.
When the incidents happened in Ferguson, they found that city leaders were not ready for the racial conversations that needed to take place. And so that's why Wichita said there will be no Ferguson here. And we had pastors on board who initiated that program.
For the next year and a half, the program will help cities strengthen efforts to advance racial equity. Some of those cities joining Wichita in the program include Boston, Charlotte, Louisville, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt is attempting to get major credit bureaus to waive their credit freeze fees in light of the Equifax data breach.
The problem here was caused by Equifax, and at some point Equifax will be held to account for that once the investigation is complete and there's a sense of exactly what the scope of error was on the company's part that allowed this data breach to occur. But in the meantime, literally millions of consumers, including more than a million Kansans, are affected, and many are scrambling to figure out what steps they can take to protect themselves.
Although identity theft victims can obtain a free security freeze on their credit reports, under Kansas law, people who are not the victim of identity theft may be charged by each credit bureau a fee, between $5 to $10 for placing a freeze. It's 8:05 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. There's a big problem. It's still on the increase in the U.S., literally. We'll have details on that story coming up. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It's 8:09 with Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. So you're in your SUV or your car and the sunroof basically explodes. Happens more often than you might think.
Consumer Reports is looking into complaints of sunroof shattering while a vehicle is in motion.
They hear a sudden loud noise, sounds like gunshots, or some people say like a cannon, and then they are showered in little tiny pieces of glass.
Auto editor Jeff Plunges says federal regulators have gotten more than 850 complaints in the last 20 years, almost three quarters since 2011.
It's very difficult to maintain control of a car when this happens because it's so shocking and they have no idea what's going on.
The brands most affected, Kia and Hyundai. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The problem of obesity is on the increase in the U.S.
A new report from the CDC says the rate of obesity among the U.S. population keeps going up despite decades of effort to fight it. Researchers looked at 18 years of data from the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, which measured height and weight. They found the rate spiked more than 9% from 1999 to 2016 in adults, bringing the overall adult rate to more than 39%. And childhood obesity rates shot up 5% in that time to over 18%. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
Another top designer says it will no longer sell fur.
Gucci is joining Armani, Hugo Boss, and Stella McCartney in going fur-free. The fashion house says starting with the upcoming spring-summer collection, you'll see no more fur coats, collars, or any other clothing made with mink, coyote, raccoon, dog, fox, rabbit, or a certain kind of lamb's wool. Because Gucci is the biggest designer so far to implement a fur ban, the Humane Society calls it a game changer. The Humane Society will also be getting part of the proceeds from a sell-off of remaining fur items at Gucci. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
It's 8:11 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
And right now in traffic here in Wichita, looks like the traffic volume's pretty heavy out there. Watch out, especially around that North Junction, I-135, I-235, and K-96. We've got a stalled-out vehicle southbound I-135 at Hydraulic. School bus stalled out there. We've also got a stalled-out vehicle northbound at I-135 up past 53rd Street North. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's take a look at that weather forecast heading into the weekend here in mid-October. Meteorologist Dan Holliday with us. Dan?
Good morning. We have a big difference in temperatures across the state today with upper 50s in northwest Kansas. We'll likely be around 81 here in the south-central part of the state. Winds picking up out of the south and southwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Overnight, clouds will increase as moisture moves in. Maybe a few thunderstorms overnight into Saturday. Our low 65 and a stronger system moving in tomorrow will give us afternoon thunderstorms and 83. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Right now in Wichita, we have a sunny sky, a little breeze out of the south. It is 65 degrees. That's your forecast here on a Friday. Hatman Jacks has a new fall line of hats just arrived. Fresh new looks for everyone. Let Hatman Jacks put you in the perfect hat. You know where Hatman Jacks is. It's at the Clock Tower in Delano, one of Wichita's great places to shop. Hatman Jacks,
That's at 601 West Douglas. It's 812 with Steve and Ted on KNSS here on Friday, October 13th. Yes, it is Friday the 13th. So let's delve into that a little bit.
Yeah.
At least 10% of the U.S. population says that they have a fear of the number 13. That's according to History.com. More specific fear of Friday the 13th. Guess what? That leads to financial losses in excess of $800 million annually. Why? Because people don't get married on Friday the 13th, because they don't travel on Friday the 13th, and some don't even go to work on Friday the 13th. So, and that, you know, now shouldn't that mean more business on other days of the year? Because people aren't going to not get married at all.
Right.
They will get married on some other day.
Yeah, just the day after, the day before.
You would assume that they would travel on other days. But maybe not work. Maybe the people just take a day off.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Who knows?
What has happened on Friday the 13th? Well, the Nazis dropped a bomb on Buckingham Palace on Friday the 13th, 1940.
Unlucky.
1972, that plane crash in the Andes. Remember,
right.
The survivors had to resort to cannibalism.
Yeah,
that
movie.
Was a Friday the 13th. Rapper Tupac Shakur died on Friday the 13th in 1996, a few days after he was shot multiple times, leaving the Mike Tyson boxing match. Friday the 13th, 1989. That was a stock market crash. Second worst in the stock market history was on Friday the 13th. So we have had some bad things happen on Friday the 13th. But once again,
statistically,
we can look at any day in history and find four or five bad things that happened on that day.
Sure, yeah. So who knows?
So a little Friday the 13th action. And one more tidbit here. It says, was Judas number 13? There were 13 guests at the Last Supper, according to biblical tradition. The last one who got there was Judas, who ended up, of course, betraying Jesus.
Right.
Yeah. So what was Judas, guest number 13? Was that unlucky?
Anyway. Is that why 13 is considered unlucky?
And it has nothing to do with a Friday, because the Last Supper was Thursday night.
Exactly.
Well, I guess the next day would have been Good Friday. Anyhow,
yeah.
Some Friday the 13th information for you here. But we've had nothing but good luck so far on this Friday the 13th. And it's always our good fortune on Friday mornings for our daily chat with Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, brought to you by Rusty Egg Ford. Glad to speak on this morning with Mitch Holtis. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Theodore. So that's why Steve's not with us this morning, because it's Friday the 13th and he's in the basement in the fetal position.
Well, definitely a possibility.
Yeah, I thought. Now, Greg Reno of American Ag Credit, we all know his, you know, semi-cold status. Actually, seriously, they do a great job. You can check him out at agloan.com. You realize that Greg Reno, the Cheney Cardinal, his best days of the year on a Friday the 13th. I mean, he's having a great day today. He thinks this is the greatest day ever. He's just driving his pickup all over Western Sedgwick County and delivering flowers and candy to everybody he can find. So he's having a good day. He's bright and cheerful.
And they got a big one tonight. Undefeated Cheney hosting 5-1 Chaparral tonight. Do you think Cheney will be rocking?
It's going to be rocking. Cardinals are going to be rocking, baby. And here come the Roadrunners in a big-time battle. There's some, man, if you look at Kansas Class 3A, holy cow.
There's some good stuff. Matchups. Yep.
Good stuff and good district matchups.
Yep.
So.
Good week seven in high school football. We're concerned with week six of the NFL on Sunday, the Chiefs and the Steelers at Arrowhead Stadium. Mitch, I listened to your broadcast beginning to end on KNSS on Sunday night in the win at Houston, and gosh, every 25 minutes we had to stop for a huge injury on both sides of the football.
Yeah, and I think that turf's going to be looked at.
Man.
We kind of alluded to that during the broadcast. The New England game was similar, the opening game of the season. Chiefs lose Eric Berry for the year. Now they lose Chris Conley for the year in this game. But, I mean, it might have ended J.J. Watt's career.
Yeah.
They're talking a two-year rehab for him, but I think they need to investigate that turf. It was rough.
You mentioned also that, Indianapolis did or still has the worst turf in the league?
They still do. My buddy Chris Ballard is there now as the general manager, and he has vowed. He's with us the last 4 years, and he has vowed to get rid of that stuff. you have these retractable roof stadium, and they sound like a great idea, but they're difficult to grow natural grass.
Right.
Is the roof open or closed? And I mean, Phoenix has it. They've got that, or Glendale or whatever that stadium's at. Yeah. They have that. They have that little baking tray they put in there. It's like a cookie sheet. Ugh. They grow the grass outside in the sun all day. Of course, it's Arizona, but then they just roll that cookie sheet in there, and they're good to go. These other ones, man, they can't grow natural grass. The artificial grass they put in is awful. So Houston is something to watch, and so is Indianapolis.
All right, matchup with the Steelers on Sunday, the last team that beat the Chiefs. Of course, in the playoff game last year, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yep. Chiefs also going up against a quarterback that has had a lot of success against the Chiefs in his career, Ben Roethlisberger.
Big Ben, and is that helmet too small? Come on, let's go. Let's get a little bigger helmet. It just presses into his cheeks. It's like a size 6 hat on a size 10 head. You've seen the baseball players that have that. Come on, dude, that hat's too small. Get your bigger helmet, Big Ben. Yeah, he's 6-1 against the Chiefs, but only 1-1 against the Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium in the regular season.
There you go.
He had the playoff victory last year, the 18-16 win, where they did not have a touchdown. 6 field goals in that game. It was just torture for the Chiefs. And then they had the tying 2-point conversion, seemingly the Chiefs did. And whoop, Carl Cheffers says holding on Eric Fisher. But this is, speaking of Friday the 13th, this is kind of the nemesis. This has been the Chiefs' kryptonite. Let's just put it in perspective. The Chiefs are 28-4 in the last 32 regular season games.
Wow.
Add the playoff game in there, that's 28-5. I guess New England, there's a playoff loss in there, 28-6, 29-6. But two of those 6 losses have been to the Steelers in the last 3 years. And the Chiefs have been the best team in the regular season now for 2.5 years.
Yeah.
At 28-4. And the only really outlier game in there was a loss to the Steelers, 43-7 last year in Pittsburgh. So these guys have been a problem for the Chiefs.
And I know that Sunday's game is at home, but last Sunday's win continued the amazing streak of the Chiefs winning streak on the road. Just they keep doing an amazing job away from Arrowhead.
Franchise record. Actually tied it with 9 straight road wins. And to have that many consecutive division road wins is crazy as well. You mentioned Sunday. Let me put this out there now, and you guys can even mention it a couple times throughout the day. And even if you want to spread it on to your afternoon and evening shows, it would be helpful. This is going to be the biggest crowd at Arrowhead Stadium in 8 seasons.
Oh, my.
There's a lot of Steeler fans that show up. People go, well, Pittsburgh comes. No, they're not. They're Steeler fans that may even be Chiefs fans sans 1 week. But they grew up with a steel curtain, and they live in Wichita or Springfield or Des Moines or whatever, and this is the game they can come to. There's also a gob of Chiefs fans that are loving this team.
Yeah.
This will be the biggest crowd in 8 seasons. So get there early. It's a 3:25 start, but the warning has been given throughout the Chiefs kingdom to announce that this crowd's going to be gigantic. So get there as soon as you can. Just think about this. If you went to Game 7 of the World Series, this is double the crowd of that.
Yeah.
Think about it. In 15, you go, well, that's not bad. I got in and out. It was the World Series. No. It's double the crowd of the World Series. That means just please get here as quick as you can on Sunday.
Chiefs playing well, leading the league, averaging 33 points a game. The Steelers are coming off a game in which they got manhandled at home by Jacksonville. So Pittsburgh might have a little wounded animal syndrome coming into Kansas City on Sunday.
Definitely do. It's a great point. But I'm going to take it a step further, Ted. I really think this game is way bigger for the Steelers than it is for the Chiefs. And here's why. You're thinking, wait a minute, the Chiefs are 6-0. You can be the 1 seed. You're undefeated. And so it's big for the Chiefs. But this game may have a bigger impact on the Steelers beyond 2017. And the reason I say that, you brought up the Jacksonville game. They lost to the Jaguars at home 30-9.
Yes.
Big Ben threw 5 picks in that game, 2 pick sixes.
Yep.
He looked like, and we were watching the game because we're in Houston before our game. He looked like Peyton Manning in the 15 game against the Chiefs. Remember that one where he had 5 picks?
Yep.
And you're like, ooh, what's this? Is this Y Tittle in the end zone? Mm-hmm. You know, that famous black and white picture.
Yep.
And so you're kind of wondering. The other thing that, you know, the Steelers defense is kind of a front running group. Jacksonville ran the ball at them 12 straight times.
Whew.
Like the Smith Center Redmen trying to run over Sacred Heart.
Yeah.
I mean, they threw 14 passes. Jacksonville scored 30 points on the road at Pittsburgh and threw 14 passes in an NFL game. This is a big game for Pittsburgh because if they lose this game, I think they're officially leaking oil.
Chiefs-Steelers, Sunday afternoon at 3:25 in Arrowhead Stadium. Massive crowd will be at Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday, and Mitch Holthus will have the call right here on KNSS on Sunday afternoon. Mitch, I must ask you, how does this Chiefs-Steelers matchup somehow relate to Shocker football as part of our Eddie Plapa Shocker football Kansas City Chiefs update?
Oh, Theodore, you ask it so enthusiastically, and I'm sorry because this one is so, so obvious. And I really don't want to insult your incredible intelligence, but since Steve is gone, that's okay. All right, here's the deal. Anytime that the Chiefs play the Steelers, we do bring up the infamous Eddie Plapa.
Yes.
Because Eddie Plapa grew up in basically South Pittsburgh. That's where he grew up.
Mm-hmm.
Prominent accountant, Wichita State, started as a quarterback, went to wide receiver. Yep. Eddie Plapa went to Cannon McMillan High School. I go by it every time when I do a West Virginia basketball game.
Yep.
I go fly into Pittsburgh. I drive to Morgantown. I go right by Cannon McMillan High School. All right, let's go through this a second and follow me here. First of all, you're going to love the nickname of Cannon McMillan High School where Eddie Plapa played. The nickname, the Big Max.
That is outstanding.
The Big Max? I go, well, did they do our deal if you get a sack? I mean, if Justin Houston gets a sack, it's a Big Mac. Buy one Big Mac, get one free. And any participating McDonald's. I thought that's cool. So McDonald's has to be a sponsor. Got a great tradition there. They've had two prominent NFL players. One is currently playing for the Miami Dolphins. Mike Hull played at Penn State linebacker.
Yep.
Here's the more interesting one. Doug Kotar. Do you remember Doug Kotar?
Doug Kotar.
Of the New York Giants. Yeah, number 44 for the New York Giants. Went to Cannon McMillan High School, same high school as Eddie Plapa. Doug Kotar played at Kentucky, then for the Giants. With the Giants, he was kind of the big bruiser running back. He actually played with Steve Crosby from Pawnee Rock, Kansas, who went to Fort Hays State, was on that same team. The assistant coach for that New York Giant team, the defensive coordinator actually, was a young man by the name of Bill Parcells, who played at Wichita State.
Yeah.
We know that. But guess who signed Doug Kotar out of Cannon McMillan High School, the Eddie Plapa's high school, to be with the New York Giants for several years? He was the director of player personnel of the New York Giants. Ready for this? Jim Tremble. Jim Tremble keeps showing up. It's the fourth time he's been in 6 weeks on our Eddie Plapa report, and this one actually dealing with Eddie Plapa's high school.
Oh, it all comes together.
It all comes together. The former Shocker coach that had to coach against his old head coach that hired him. Remember, that was the week two story.
Right.
That was Ralph Graham of K-State, the 6-6 K-State tie. Then his record, as he became head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, did Jim Tremble after being at Wichita State. He went to the Eagles, and that was against the Redskins. Then he invented the slingshot goalpost.
That's
that was
right.
Charger report. And now he shows up again in the Eddie Plapa Pittsburgh report. He signed Doug Kotar out of Eddie Plapa's high school at Cannon McMillan. You can't have a Jim Tremble that shows up every week if you don't have a team. So bring it back, Ted. Bring it back.
Oh, I'm getting goosebumps.
And a tip of the cap and a lift of the cup to the late Jim Tremble, who just keeps popping up in 2017 like a Kareem Hunt run.
Right. Mitch, have a good call on Sunday, and the big crowd will be pretty enthused at Arrowhead. I know it will.
Get here early if you're headed up from Wichita, and congratulations on 5,000 broadcasts. So a tip of cap to you too, Theodore.
Thank you, sir. That
All right.
is Mitch Holthus, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Listen to the Chiefs Sunday afternoon right here against the Steelers on KNSS. Our weekly chat with Mitch on Friday mornings brought to you by Rusty Eck Ford.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.